Area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Well, at halftime, it's been all USA thus far, 29-7. USA came out to a 20-0 lead to start the game in the first quarter. Lakers hit two field goals in the second quarter to make it respectable, 29-7. 22 points at halftime.
This is like General Patton closing the Battle of the Bulge. I mean, you're just cutting right through them.
Hey, USA looks darn good. Especially when you look at the shooting percentages here. What, USA 13 for 29, 44%. Okay, that's pretty darn good on the road. But then Lakers at home, 2 for 28 for 7%. That's tough.
Missed their first 12 shots in the first quarter, 0 for 12, 0%. A little better, 2 for 16 in the second quarter for 12%. Well, USA is, although you know, it's good news a little bit, is that USA at home, they're going to be shooting a higher percentage, you know, well over 50% from the field. But here, oh, they're down in the 40s.
Oh.
Isn't that good news?
I suppose. There's not much you can say. I mean, it's not like, I mean, Lakers just outmatched in every single aspect of this game this far.
Like I said, you know, Lakers is going through a transition right now, and they're trying to gel with people that they have right now. It's all going to change next week, and they're going to have to do it all over again with the addition of new players. So what are you going to do, you know? You just got to go ahead and fight through it. This is early in the season.
At halftime on WLEW Sports, it's 29 USA, Lakers with 7 on Sports Radio 102.1.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
It's been in a balanced attack for the USA Patriots in that first half. Aaron Sines led all scoring with 9 points, Michael Kemp with 8, and then Wesolowski and Kindler each with 3, guarding Kramer and Williamson with 2 apiece. For Lakers, Krzyzewski, still haven't gotten a pronunciation on him officially, with 3, Wisner with 2, and Cunningham with 2 points as well. 2 field goals for Lakers and 2 free throws for the Green and White. 29-7 at halftime, so ready to start the third quarter. USA will be starting with Macklin Gettle. Number 10, Dominic Guardian. Kemp looks like starters out there for both squads. And, of course, Aaron Sines with the ball on the right wing. And they feed him to Kemp inside the lane, and he goes to work really early, and the post work is good. 2 points, and it's back out a 24-point lead for the USA Patriots. 31-7. Lakers trail. Wisner out to Seth Bowles, down the key to Cunningham. Dribbles in, tries to go for the runner. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Dubes. This one's good for 2. So Dubes is on the board with 2 points. Have an offensive rebound for the Lakers. Sines over to Guardian, drives into the lane, feeds it over to a wide open Macklin Gettle, and this is in for 2. Nice assist and nice passing work to find the open man for the Patriots here in the third quarter. It's 33-9, USA leading with 7:05 left in the third quarter. Top of the key to Dubes. Tip pass, and we have a timeout called by Jeremy Majeski. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. With 7 minutes left here in the third quarter, 33-9, USA leading Lakers. Not much you can even say here in this game, John.
Well, there's not much strategy to be discussed right now other than effort. And there was a breakdown on the defense on the last time down. I'm sure that coach is reminding everyone that you're a team. And when 4 people are on their man and really pressuring the ball as best they can, you can't have mental breakdowns and everything like that. So, Coach Majeski is out there coaching, and it doesn't matter what the score is. He's doing his job, and I applaud him for it.
7 minutes left in the third quarter. Cunningham will inbound this against Macklin Gettle on the side, on the far side of your radio. And gives to Wisner in the backcourt. Being guarded by Guardian. Nothing going anywhere, though. Wisner dribbles all the way down to the baseline. He loses it, gets into the hands of Dubes, and this one's out of control. And Dubes still with the left wing. Wisner goes to work against Sines. This is good for 2. Down the baseline. So Wisner with 4 points. Back to a 22-point game. 33-11. Lakers in double digits.
Baseline. That's a good name for a show.
Huh. I'll write that one down. Aaron Sines for 3. Down to the key. He missed. He's human. Rebound, though, by Kemp. This one's no good. Rebound Lakers on the defense. Top of the key. Seth Bowles over to Cunningham. Against Gettle, to the left wing to Wisner, being guarded by Sines. Back over to the right wing to Krzyzewski. Drives down the lane, a little bit of finger roll, no good. Dubes cleans up the boards, no good. And rebound by Sines. Kicks it over to Guardian, this one's no good. Rebound still loose and picked in finally by Kramer. Feeds it down to Kemp, and this is in for 2. Nice ball work once again for the USA Patriots.
They look really smooth, don't they? Patriots.
Very smooth. Smooth as silk tonight.
Give credit to the Lakers. They're not giving up.
Cunningham over to Wisner in the right corner. Krzyzewski now with it. Same spot. Seth Bowles, right wing. Picks up his dribble to Krzyzewski. Cunningham, top of the key, left wing. Wisner for the NBA 3. Yes! Brennan Wisner with a 3. He now has 5 in this quarter alone for 7 points of the night. We have a timeout called by USA, a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break. It's 35-14, USA by 21.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind.
Because we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry. for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. The all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday,